Northern Pass spokeswoman Lauren Collins says the project as submitted to the state's site evaluation committee is
very similar to what we talked about in August. We have changed out 60 additional structures to more streamlined monopoles to address specific areas of view concern.
Back in August, the company announced it would bury an additional 52 miles of the power line, which would stretch all the way from the Canadian border to Deerfield. The proposal was called encouraging by some of the project's critics, but the most hardened opponents had hoped the entire thing would be buried.
But as far as our intention for what other modifications to the plan going forward, will now take our cues from what the SEC determines in its review.
If Northern Pass's application is accepted as complete, the SEC's review, by state statute, must be completed by December of next year. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.